In a Shanghai supermarket, two men get into a fight while shopping for last-minute supplies. Tensions are high since the announcement of a phased COVID-19 lockdown, the first ever imposed in the Chinese commercial center. From Monday, those living in the eastern and southern parts of the city are being forced to stay home. Public transport has been suspended and mass testing has begun. The lockdown will be lifted on Friday, when the same restrictions will be applied to the other half of the city. Earlier this month, authorities reassured the public there would be no mass shutdown in Shanghai, but infections of the highly contagious Omicron variant continued to rise.
We have detected many infections after several rounds of screening, so the situation we're facing is severe and complicated.
The city has documented more than 10,000 cases in recent weeks. Most of those infected have mild symptoms or none at all. But officials are determined to maintain what they call a dynamic zero COVID strategy. Shanghai is China's main financial center, and heavy restrictions are likely to impact the country's economic growth. The city is home to 25 million people and is also where the headquarters of many Chinese companies are located. Chinese stocks have fallen at the news. The city's shipping port remains open, but some factories, including Tesla, the electric car manufacturer, have temporarily suspended operations.
The biggest impact is on the consumer confidence. The income growth has already collapsed since the start of 2022. And now the unemployment in the city services sector and the retail sector is quite widespread. The market confidence is quite low.
Authorities say food delivery supplies are adequate and medical facilities will remain open for those needing urgent care. But some have complained about the poor management of lockdown restrictions. On Wednesday, a Shanghai nurse died from an asthma attack after the emergency department of her hospital was closed for disinfection. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.